I keep putting a single penny into this penny pusher. Every time I do, five more come out, and I don't know where they're coming from.
They fall out the bottom. Do you not see them as they get pushed out the penny pusher?
You see, that's what I thought. But okay, look, I'm going to put this in here now.
Yeah.
And okay, it's okay. Land it like flat. Okay, give it a sec. There we go. And it didn't push any down. And there's five pennies down
here. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before.
I mean, if it was larger quantity of monies, I'd keep it quiet, but...
Have you considered trying to move it to the 10p pusher?
Too rich for my blood.
Sorry to butt in like this, but there was once a prophecy of a chosen one would get money out of this machine.
This specific machine had a prophecy?
Yes.
Do all the machines have a prophecy or just this
no,
one?
No, this is apparently a special sacred penny pusher machine.
I mean, it is carved out of pretty old wood.
Yeah.
And it's got like intricate runes on it.
And you did just appear from shadows.
Well, you see, it wasn't prophesied by me. It was prophesied by...
Me.
Whoa. There's a lot of shadows here.
The priestess herself.
I am the grand priestess.
Whoa.
And I prophesied hundreds of years ago that one day a young man would come along, the most handsome young man I've ever seen, and he would create many, many pennies.
I mean, it's very flattering, but I'm not sure that describes me.
Objectively speaking, I don't think...
You sure? Have there ever been people who meet, like, two out of the three?
I know beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but... Come on.
I mean, you don't need to rub it in.
Sorry, yeah, no.
Well, the main part of the prophecy seems to have come true, though. Let's not, maybe, I mean, you are, you're a bit odd looking by modern standards, but maybe 200 years ago when the priestess made this prediction, maybe you would have been
classed
as handsome.
Okay.
There would have been a lot of plagues, so a lot of the handsome men probably had died.
200 years ago, deformed ears were considered extremely attractive.
There you go.
I mean, I thought my ears were all right. Okay.
You always get cast as an elf in the nativity. There's not an elf in the nativity.
Well, maybe there will be an elf in the nativity now that the chosen one has been revealed to us. Because obviously there's going to be a new religion founded.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I got very hung up on the looks of it. But what does the rest of the prophecy say?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that there was a...
She's prophesied.
It is written that the small man with elf ears will use his pennies to buy an elf costume.
Seems like a downgrade immediately on the handsome man. Welcome back to Dunbracken. The town of Dunbracken would like to formally apologise for last week's ambulance parade. We were trying to do a nice thing for the great ambulance service that covers not only our town but every town in the county. We did not mean to cause a traffic jam that resulted in not only all the ambulances being unavailable to the wider county, but also causing the firemen and police to come and help clear the streets. Thankfully, the only fire that actually occurred that day was at the parade itself, when one opportunistic passerby thought he could steal a car while they were all preoccupied, but accidentally set it on fire when attempting to hotwire it. All the proceeds to tomorrow's blood drive outside Grundle's newsagents will now be going towards the ambulance services.
Sorry. Do you change the batteries on watches here?
Oh, yeah, of course we do. Yeah, we're jewelers. We're very good at that sort of thing. It's our main source of income.
Really? That's how you... I would have assumed it'd be the jewelry.
No, it's the watches. Like, is there repeat customers? The jewelry, one-time things, engagement rings? You never see the person again.
I don't know. I mean, my mother's been engaged 5 times.
Mrs. Johnson?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, there's a woman that...
She doesn't live in a village.
Ah, okay. There's a woman that comes in every now and again. She just buys a lot of engagement rings. I don't know who they're for.
Oh, okay. Interesting. She buys them and then...
She buys them, yeah. I guess, you know, put out into the world what you want, but it's like a once a month thing.
Okay, so I guess I accept, but the marriage doesn't happen.
Never ask questions. It's not our place, you know?
Really? Okay. Mm. How are you making so much money off batteries? I've had this watch for 10 years. This is the first time it's run out.
That must be a stellar watch. What kind is it?
It doesn't really say.
Worn off?
I just can't really see the brand here. They're Barrett's. Barrett's.
Well, you see, like a lot of people, they bring in the Tag Heuers, and they...
Is it Tag Heuers or Tigers, like the animal?
No, Tag Heuer. Tag is a guy in town that he tries to rip off the... I think it's a German brand, Tag Heuer. But he sells his own ones to people in the town with very, very faulty batteries. So I really shouldn't be telling you this because
it kind of sounds like you're in cahoots with
this. We're in a little bit of cahoots, yeah. And this is why I realized I shouldn't have been telling you.
If you're spending so much money on batteries, surely they could just get a better watch.
Well, they could, but you see, that's the thing with the low-income households. If they had a medium income, they could buy the better watch, but you can't.
That's it. Buy cheap, buy twice.
It's tough. It's like a pair of good steel toe cap boots.
Classic. I'll be honest, I kind of don't want to give you my watch now.
What? Why?
I feel like you're going to sabotage it or put it in battery.
We do a great job on the batteries. I'll tell you what. You give me this watch.
I mean, you say that. People keep coming back to change the batteries. This should be a once in a lifetime.
Look, sir, you have had a wonderful life with your watch, but not everyone so lucky as you to spend 10 years with the one companion on the wrist. You know, everyone has their own problems, sir. And sometimes it's important that we all take a moment, give me money, and get a new battery.
It's just, I feel like you're creating problems for these people.
It's supply and demand, sir.
Yeah, yes, but you're creating the demand artificially.
but I'm not arguing
You're in cahoots with some sort of...
With Tag.
With Tag.
Don't bring Tag Heuer into this... He is a respectable businessman who, with, yes, shady tactics, but his business is all above board. People know what they're getting into.
Unfortunately, Dunbracken will no longer be able to give the proceeds from the blood drive to the ambulance services. For the fourth blood drive in a row, the blood that was earmarked to be sold to hospitals in order to pay back the ambulance services for our ill-fated parade have been stolen by the infamous Blood Bandits. Now, two wrongs don't make a right, but the mayor has agreed that anyone who takes the law into their own hands and captures the Blood Bandits, or anyone who is walking around town with what one would deem as too many bags of blood for one person, will now be rewarded with the money earned from selling the blood that they recapture.
Hey, Jamie, Aaron, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, keeping well.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Hey, yeah. So you guys aren't that busy these days, right?
Well, it's out of season, but you keep busy. You do things in the evening. You know, you check in on everyone. You know, you put the time in, like.
Of course, no. I didn't mean to imply anything. You know, it's just.
No. We still have our jobs. It's just it's out of season.
Exactly. But you know what's in season soon. I'm trying to bring the town fair back.
You're still doing that?
Yeah. This is the year for me. I feel it in my bones.
I thought, did you not have that last year?
No.
What was that then? What am I thinking of?
No, I thought it was that too. I thought it went really well.
No. That was just the cleanup after the storm.
That was good. Like, there was a lot of people. Everyone was out in the night.
Yeah, to be honest, it was a bit painful that it had better turnout than the last fair 4 years ago. But yeah, I like the community spirit. And I
remember we lifted that big tree off our road.
The big tree. Oh, yeah.
Bring that back here. That would be good.
Tree lifting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sign me up for that for sure. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of it, I have something similar to tree lifting. It's not quite tree lifting, but it's in the same vein. We have a bunch of marquees and tents and stalls to set up, and I'm looking for volunteers to help out with that.
It's not exactly tree adjacent, is it? Like,
well, I mean, the stalls were trees at one point, and they do need lifting. Mm. And then, like, the marquees, big pole, it's basically a tree that's been felled that we're bringing back again.
Are we moving the marquees out of the way because the ambulance can't get through? Because that was good. Because
that was a time crunch.
That was exciting, that.
Yeah.
It was part of the reason we haven't had a country fair in a while, and I did promise that there would be a clear path for the ambulances this time. So, I mean, I'm hoping that this year we won't need an ambulance, but if they're available... that they can get to any situation very quickly.
What are all the blogs around town going to talk about if there's no inherent danger?
We're going to have like baking competitions and petting zoos and I'm going to get a celebrity.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's all TBD. But I think everyone's going to be very excited.
It's TBD.
Is that the guy who sings about his shoes a lot?
Well, I'm not allowed to say yet, but you won't be disappointed. I know you both love this person.
Seems like you could tell us then. Should we guess?
You can guess, but I am legally not allowed to say yet.
Adrian Childs.
Oh, that's a good one. Is it a one-show presenter?
Can you narrow it down to one show or not?
It's not a one-show presenter. I am allowed to say that.
See, that doesn't narrow
okay,
down.
Okay, we're not playing 10 questions okay, with the celebrity here.
Yeah. Can we have that at the fair?
10 questions?
I suppose so. Like, do you want a dedicated stall for that or just...
I think so. I think if you get someone sitting there with like a sheet over them and they're the celebrity and you go, who's this?
Here.
Oh, okay.
Who's this?
That might be fun for the revelation moment.
He's trying it now. Guess
here,
who that is.
Here, who's this?
Are you on the one show?
No, you just have to guess who it is.
Yeah, I don't think we get...
Darren Brown.
No, he's never been on the one show.
But wasn't that good?
So it is someone on the one show.
That's what you said, yeah.
No, I explicitly said it's not someone on the one show. That's
I misheard you. I've lost interest in
a big way.
No, please, come on, guys. I will suggest that they arrive in like a cloak and the whole town can play 10 questions beforehand.
Is it Dracula?
I don't think he's allowed back.
Has Dracula been banned from this town?
All monsters have been.
Right.
After that freak Halloween where everyone thought the haunted house was way too realistic, so they just banned everything.
And the petting zoo was sucked dry.
Okay, well, this is going to make my next visit very difficult, but it's good to know in advance.
Don Bracken hasn't got enough housing, which is why I've invited you, ladies and gentlemen of the press, to come inside this enormous oak tree, which we have begun work hollowing out to turn into fabulous luxury apartments.
Wow, this is extremely impressive.
Yes, of course. That's why we here at Dunbracken Property Developments are involved in this business, because we want to help people.
I'm afraid that this is going to attract a lot of young people to this town. We don't need them. We've never needed them.
Don't need young people?
No.
I mean, who's going to care for your elderly? Who's going to train to become teachers?
Well, if we don't have young people, we don't need teachers.
Well, yes, I suppose there is a certain logic to that.
We can finally defund the school. Do you know how long my readers have been yearning for that day?
Get rid of it, I say! Down with the school! Down with the school!
Thanks, Daryl.
Does anybody know the median age of residents in Dunbracken?
49?
It was 50, but it's been a cold winter.
As the editor of Teaching Weekly, I completely disagree with your assessment that we need to get rid of the school. The school is really important. It brings a lot of joy to the hearts of children.
My grandchildren spend all their time there and never visit me.
Well, maybe that's to do with your personality, sir.
It's everything to do with my personality, but I need something to blame. If the school's gone, I have to look inward.
This is the problem. If we give them better options, why would they pick us?
The other thing to consider is, basically, what you're saying is people should stop having children in Dunbracken.
So
Have you considered a forced sterilisation programme?
Oh, I've just been campaigning to shut down the maternity ward.
They'll just be born in back alleys instead.
Well, I'm hoping in other towns.
Your editorials have suggested you just want people to stop having sex.
No, that's my editorials. I don't like it. Never have. Nothing good comes from sex.
I heard you've been breaking into people's bedrooms.
Yeah, to tell them, no, stop what you're doing.
And you know what? Me and my wife have never been closer since we stopped having sex.
I think we're losing sight here of this announcement that we're turning this hollowed out oak tree into apartments.
You're right, we're angry at the wrong things. We should be angry at you.
Down with the tree! Down with the
tree! What if we turn it into a retirement village?
How am I going to get up there?
Hold on. I like that.
Or we could turn it into another school.
Oh, no!
Ooh.
They're ganging together.
I think there's more money in retirement villages than schools. Not that I'm completely blinded by money and I'm doing this for community benefit.
The children of Dunbracken are very rich.
Because he keeps stealing my money. I have so much gold buried around and they keep finding it.
It's very shallow, bird.
I didn't know they were going to build the skull there. Down with the skull. Let me get my gold.
I mean, we have very rich civil servants who just tried to fix some potholes and came across your gold deposits.
I'm a weak man. I can't dig deep.
Dunbracken Property Development could deal with the potholes. We could turn them into bedsits.
Stay away from my potholes.
I'm just concerned that it will attract more young people. We have the ones we have, and
we're going to get more.
Bloody rich.
Because I'm going to encourage everybody to keep fucking.
No, it's dirty and it's depraved. It's not what needs to happen. We need books.
I mean, what sort of books?
Cold books. That make your loins cold.
Well, I'm excited. I think this is a brilliant, brilliant invention. It looks beautiful. I think it's clever. I'm really impressed. And I'm going to give you a glowing write-up.
And I am going to destroy you and your life. Your family will never know a moment's peace as I slander you across the Dunbracken bracket.
Could the townsfolk please refrain from attacking any farmers that they see that have just come from the abattoir? That blood, whilst looking like human blood, is in fact cow and pig and sheep blood. We can verify this after one of the town council members beat up Billy O'Hare before he revealed the true nature of his blood-stained clothes. Also, if people could refrain from coming to the town hall with plastic bags full of blood claiming that this is from the blood bandits, we would appreciate it. We know this couldn't be blood from the blood bandits because the blood bandits, of course, did not steal plastic bags full of blood, but more paper-based bags for life type bags of blood.
Come and buy your hoors here from Tig. I'm Tig and I've got your hoors for ye.
Ooh. Could I have a hoor? Ooh, how much is that one?
That one there, that one will set ye back. Normally it's about 150.
Ooh, that's a little rich for my blood.
But I'll do it for ye for 1250. How about that?
Ooh, wow, that's fantastic. That's...
Now, that's a good deal on a hoor, you're telling me.
That's 20% off. I think we should get two.
That's fantastic. I think it makes sense.
One for each wrist, sure, why not?
Oh, I consider it as a present. I didn't even consider I could wear two.
Oh,
sir, look at you. You've got some nice shoes on. You have a lovely coat. Why don't you get a watch on each wrist? And then, before long, with two hoors on each wrist, you'll have ladies off each arm as well.
Ooh, I like that.
We've been looking for ladies off both arms for a while now, and it hasn't. Maybe it's the wrists.
I mean, I'd be happy with one, but yeah, maybe.
I think we hide our little nimble wrists with nice 1250 watches.
Yeah, yeah. Do you take credit card?
I take credit card, take PayPal, Bitcoin, all that sort of stuff. Now, if I may, before you walk off with two watches here, I do have... watches that also go around the ankles. You could have four hoors on your body at any moment.
Four hoors. Oh, that's Ooh, exciting because I do it. Have... You have little gnarly wrists, but I have knobbly ankles that I am ashamed of and I wish I could wear ankle socks.
Let me get a look at them now.
Here they are. Here they are. See, you see what I'm working with?
Yeah. To be fair, sir, can I call you, sir?
Go ahead.
Those are disgusting. But
I understand.
I really wish you hadn't shown them.
I feel sick, and I work in this business.
I'm your best friend for 20 years, and this is tough to look at.
You've never seen his ankles in 20 years?
Oh, I've seen him frequently, and it's made our friendship challenging.
Never in daylight, though. It's always at the dark of night.
The day you came out inside your house wearing shorts, I screamed at you. It nearly ended our friendship.
I didn't like the rumor that you spread around town.
It's not a rumor. It is a fact.
Yes, it's a fact, but no one needed to know.
You only get your ankles out at night, then.
The dark of night. Only the pale moonlight can make them look acceptable to the Lord's eye.
Well, that's not true. These hoors will make them look... absolutely lovely.
I think so. And also, just a reminder, it is a full moon 2 nights from now, so don't go outside wearing shorts.
Okay, yeah, I won't. So you get two for your wrist and I'll get two for my ankles?
Sure, want them for your ankles.
Oh, I definitely...
Well, I can get all four of them,
I want all four.
Exactly. Look, I'm trying to upsell here, right, sir, if I can call you, sir.
You can.
I'm just trying to, you know, here's a wee lesson in business, right? See if you can sell someone two watches, you can sell them four watches. Wow. That's what my dad always told me.
I never thought about that.
And he's dead now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I said a wow.
Because I'm wondering if he sold his soul or something, you know? Such a good marketer might have sold his soul to God or the devil. I don't know.
He sold it neither to the God or the devil, but the purgatory lord.
Wow.
The middleman. He was always known as the middleman in life. You know, there was my ma, and then there was me. Who made that happen? The middleman, my da.
Now, I have another question about the ankle watches. So I like to skinny dip in the moonlight.
What? I like Since when?
Well, I started it like 3 months ago.
Are you the beast that a town's been rumoring about?
Again, I wish you hadn't seen...
That one I didn't start. Other people have been telling me about...
You didn't start it? No. I just assumed it was you. Oh,
no,
okay.
No, it's...
But yes, technically I am the beast. I tried to explain it to those campers, but they ran away screaming.
Oh, now, hold on.
Quickly.
Are these watches waterproof?
That was my question, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted the skinny dip.
This is why we're friends.
Yeah.
That was good. I like you did give a wee bit of a backstory before just straight up answering the question. I like that. There's a great level of detail. The answer is no.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Gemma Burnett, and Robert Vaughan. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.